And good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Abuse of legal narcotic painkillers is on the rise in Vermont, but clinicians often prescribe such drugs for chronic pain. The Boston University School of Medicine held a training this past weekend in Burlington to provide Vermont's doctors with tools to make these difficult decisions. VPR's Annie Russell has more.
The Boston University project is called Scope of Pain, that's Safe and Competent Opioid Prescribing Education. The training provided doctors with the opportunity to ask questions and share experiences around prescribing opioids. Dr. Daniel Alford was the course director. He's an associate professor of medicine at BU. He says he tells physicians to always assume a patient is telling the truth about their pain level.
We should believe people when they say they have pain 100% of the time. 100% of the time, that there is absolutely no risk in doing that. But there is a risk if you don't believe someone who really does have pain.
He says he looks at risk factors for addiction, such as previous drug use, nicotine dependence, legal history, and mental health background when making the decision to prescribe opioids. He acknowledges that plenty of patients with chronic pain have one or more of these risk factors, but the key is monitoring those patients closely.
Make sure you talk to the patient about their risk, and then you monitor them a little more carefully because you're worried about that risk.
Several clinicians had questions about drug disposal. In the past, patients who wished to get rid of excess pills safely had limited options. Nancy Coffey is the Diversion Program Manager with the New England Division of the Drug Enforcement Administration. She says the DEA has just come out with new regulations that will make disposal easier. She says the new rules are still in flux, but patients will have new avenues to return drugs, such as approved pharmacies and doctor's offices. And Coffey says the DEA is moving away from the traditional drug take-back days.
DEA right now is stepping away from our twice-a-year take-back programs. That may not be permanent, but we want to give these new regulations a chance to take hold and have people come up with their own systems to do it.
The DEA hopes that allowing patients more methods of drug disposal will help to avoid diversion or using prescription drugs recreationally. Sometimes that's a relative finding painkillers in a medicine cabinet, but it also includes those who sell excess drugs or engage in what's called doctor shopping in an attempt to receive multiple prescriptions. But there is some tension when it comes to the involvement of law enforcement.
It would be nice that if they do have questions or concerns, that they at least call us and we work together on figuring out what the solution is going to be.
That's Thomas Moser of the Vermont State Police's Drug Diversion Unit. He says only 10 to 15% of reports come from prescribing physicians, and police would like to hear from clinicians more. But Dr. Alfred says it's rare that he comes across a case so extreme that he feels comfortable calling police.
Thank goodness, as far as I know, no state has mandated reporting, and that's good because it really is the unusual case where you are so convinced that this person is dealing drugs with your prescription. Usually it's much less clear.
But he encourages physicians with high-risk patients to consider alternative treatments for chronic pain. For VPR News, I'm Annie Russell.